Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 15th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke chapter 9 and verse 51, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead, who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went on to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Let me get it here in my phone. And we are turning the page in the Psalms. We finished the Psalms yesterday, and we are starting back at the beginning again in this beautiful book that helps us to worship the Lord and to praise Him and to pray to Him and cry out to Him. So we'll start now with Psalm chapter 1. "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction." And now let's turn over to the book of Malachi. Today we also end the Old Testament with the last chapter of Malachi, Malachi chapter 4. And in the Bible that I'm using, the title says, "Judgment and Covenant Renewal." "Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays. And you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction." thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. In the book of Psalms today, I was reminded by studying the book, The Psalms and Christian Worship, a historical commentary, that verse 3 points to this picture of the new heavens and the new earth. Listen to verse 3 again. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Listen to this commentary. Psalm chapter 1 uses the arboreal, so tree, image to describe the fortunate state of the righteous as they hope for the celestial city after God has cut off the wicked from the earth. Remember back to Ezekiel chapter 47? It uses the same image to describe the blessed state of the righteous in the celestial city. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear fruit because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. We also see this in the book of Revelation, don't we, that we just read. Remember the tree of life, and it's on both sides of the river. Another little commentary from this book. Today, the arboreal image finds its fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ. His gospel fulfills the righteousness of the law for the elect. So in other words, he is the man who is completely righteous. He is the tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. He does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. And so, Lord Jesus, we come to you and we ask that you would work in our lives, that you would be the source of fruit for us, that you would give us lives that honor you and that are fruitful for your work in the kingdom. As we await that day when we are with you forever in the beautiful new heavens and new earth, where there are fruit trees that bear their fruit all the time, because there is no winter, there is no darkness. You are our light, and you are our shield, and you are our comfort. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.